Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I know who's here. And this is a statement of honor. Dear ones, if this is the first time you've been in a live channel, you might notice how quickly my partner went into this energy. And that is because I am always there. Just like anything that you have which is spiritual, it doesn't come and go. It doesn't go there when you report to a building and leave later. It's always with you. In these days to come, there will be many impressions, many things that you are seeing. Some things you want to know about, some things you question, some things you honor, some things that you know are just beyond beautiful. A culture of art, of worship, a culture of spirituality, a heavy Akash, meaning that lifetime after lifetime, is Italian. And it builds and builds into something spectacular over time. But I want to share a story. And it's a common story to you, but you've never heard me share this story, not like this one. Because this particular story is going to be in your face for days. And I want to give you a story, a grand story, a compassionate story about a man, a prophet, a master, who came to this planet, and something I've never told, not this way. And you might find it unexpected the way I'm going to tell it. And some of the things that I may say. I am not here to tear away anyone's faith. I am not here to make you question what you think. I am here to love humanity and tell a great, great story. The story of Jesus, the man. You know it was prophesied that a master was coming, don't you? That's real. How much of what you hear is mythology and how much actually happened? And the answer is all of it happened. The mythology part is what men made of it in addition to what happened. Oh, but what happened? A master was on his way to the planet. A master with the potential of changing the earth. And he did. Long before he arrived, the prophecies were there. It was coming. He was coming. And he came. Let's start the story. Is the manger scene accurate? Dear ones, over time, many mythologies and realities compress and expand so that they're easily told. But I want to tell you that although it didn't happen all at once and it didn't happen where they said it happened, indeed, the child was visited by royalty. The child was visited by those who follow the stars. The child was visited by three wise astrologers and more. Not all at once, but over time. Because of the prophecies, to make sure it was real, to make sure it was the one. And it was the one. This is true. And if you take a look at why the man came, he came to change a paradigm. Now here's where it gets good. The man is a Jew. And in the times where he was, in what is now Israel, and the surrounding areas is where this all took place. All of his life, a Jew. But as he started to grow up, he started to feel and know who he was. Very quickly leaving home, stories you haven't really heard. This man was here to change something, a paradigm. And he objected
to the rules of a judgmental God. A judgmental God who didn't care. A judgmental God who just follow the rules. That's what he saw in the culture he was born in. His heritage and his lineage he rejected. He started to make waves. He joined groups. Some say he was in a scene. But he had the wisdom of a holy man, of a priest, and he could recite things. He knew all about the history. He knew things at a very young age. No one really knows at that young. He was seen as someone very, very special, even when he was part of the groups that were split-offs and rebels. He was even called, in certain circles, the evil priest, because he was a priest. It didn't take long, dear ones, for him to make the first statements of why he was there. And I want you to listen to this, because this was all absolutely accurate and true. To this day, accurate and true. Listen. He says, I'm here to change the shifts of the past. I'm here to create a new paradigm of a living, loving God. To change the dispensation of God fearing as a father who is going to punish you with books and rules to something which is so grand. A new paradigm, a new dispensation, the dispensation of love. That God loves you like a son. In fact, so much so, you all can be called the sons of God. That's how much love there is. God knows your name. God loves you beyond measure. God knows who you are. It's not an uncaring God that'll punish and destroy. It's not a God of the past. It's not a God of law anymore. It's a God of love. And that was the message, and he started teaching it and preaching it. And more listened. And it goes on. Make no mistake, the words he said. He said, I am the one. I am the only one, the scheduled one, to bring you this information. And no one is going to know about it unless it's through me. Because I am the prophesied one, the scheduled one, to bring this news. And the news is that God is love. And wherever he went, he said, remember, this is the way of it. This is the truth of it. This is your life. And I am the only one that can give it to you. I am the scheduled one that can give it to you. Listen to me, he said. And on and on. He showed humanity what humanity could do. And the power in there of even changing physics and altering things and healing things. He said, this is what a human can do with the love of God inside. No wonder they loved him. And he made waves. A lot of waves. You know, there is a lot of information that was written about this beautiful man that still is unrevealed. Unrevealed to the planet as a whole. Beautiful it is. Much of it was uncovered in Qumran. Not necessarily about the man, but about the dispensation of law, about the belief of the Jews, and the story of the man. But that's not all. There's been a lot of writing through the years, even after he was gone, through the years, by those who loved him, who wrote the scriptures, but also the ones who were with him. There was another discovery in Egypt, in Nag Hammadi, of the actual writings of his disciples, the writings of John, the writings of Thomas, all there. What was it like? What did he mean? What did he really do? By the way, those writings have not been revealed in Scripture. You have to go find them. There's a lot that has been written. It is so amazing about this man. And then it happened. Of course, he knew his time was limited. He did. He knew it because he was scheduled as a master of this planet, and he knew who he was. Now, before you say, well, that's an unusual thing, how could that happen? I'd like to tell you that if you look at history and you take a look at even the lineage of Buddha, they know who they are when they arrive. Their akashas looked at and tested. This is no different, dear ones, to other masters, and there have been many on the earth. This man knew why he was here. He knew he wouldn't be here long to teach, and he wasn't. You all have the story. You all think you know what happened. Let us just say this. They terminated his teaching. And they put him on the wood. That's what you're going to see here in Italy. He's hanging on the wood. The Jews, they didn't want any part of him. He was too rebellious. He was a wicked priest, an evil priest. He was not really honoring the Jews. And the conquerors of the day, the Romans, the Italians, they put him on the wood. Too much trouble. He was stirring things up. And to make it even grander from their standpoint, they didn't tie him to the wood like they did those around him. They nailed him to it as if to say, don't make waves. Look here. This is what happens when you make waves. Well, the waves that he made last to this day. And if you could hear him talk, you would hear him say the same thing right now. Listen, God is love. The Creator who gave you what you have inside loves you and knows your name like a son, like a daughter. That's the message of the man. He was taken down and put in a tomb. Now, it's very interesting, dear ones. Don't make anything more of this than this. The protocol of why they removed him had nothing to do with his state of being. It's against the law in Jerusalem to crucify after sundown. That law still exists. And when sundown came, they took him off and put him in the tomb. There were those who were allowed to accompany them and accompany him to the tomb and leave him as they rolled a stone in place. And that is accurate, and that is true. And his teaching stopped there. Now, as the story goes, a few days later, they saw the tomb was open. And a little after that, they saw he was alive. He had returned majestically. You know, a God-man would do that. And that's what he became. Now, here's what I want to tell you. Let's look at the reactions and what happens today. What was the reactions there of the Jews? Happy to be rid of him. Even this to this day, not acknowledging what really took place of one of their own. And then you have those who have built his church. Look at the irony of the Romans who killed him and where the Vatican is, who built him up. The same culture started in such a beautiful spiritual way to honor him. Now, through the ages, things changed, but I'm not going to talk about that. You're going to see it. But let's talk about what humans have done with the man. What they've decided he was here for, the man.
for many, many years, the depiction of everything he did and everything he taught, the depiction, the statue, the symbol, he's on the wood dying. That became untenable a little later. And there were so many protesting that they said, you keep putting him on the wood like he's always suffering and he's always there, but he's alive. So the ones who protested have the wood shown without the man suffering. Today there are over 400 sects of Christianity, all believing a certain way, still trying to figure out what he really meant and what he really said. And the only thing they have in common is that they love him. Because he's the one who gave them the idea, the dispensation of love, something you have today. Let me give you something that's interesting, dear ones. Something you're going to see. This man, this Jesus, the one who said, you're only going to find out the way and the truth and all that is your life if you listen to me, because God is love. He's not judgmental. He doesn't have rules. And look at where it has become today. Because Christianity became a judgmental God with rules. And dear ones, that is what humanity has done. You're going to see it in so many places, accompanied by some of the greatest works of art in the world. But there's something else happening, even in the church today. They're starting to move away from a judgmental God, starting to make it more like the man said, starting to actually understand that the purpose of his visit was an example of the love of God, instead of coming to do something. There are those who would love the man and feel they have to be saved by him or suffer a little in order to be like him. And then there are those who know something different because he's alive. And they look at him and say, I love you and I don't even have a prophet. And everything in this great country centers around that occurrence. Dear ones, as you go forth in these days, take a look. With the correct story in front of you, a story of love, you get to see what the ages have done with it. You get to see the rebels within the church. You get to see the popes that weren't so popish. And you get to see the ones who really understood and loved this man and put him in their heart and his family, and to this day continue to understand he was there as a shining example of what I teach to this day to all of you. There is a creator who knows who you are, who loves you, and you are almost unlimited in what you can do with this, especially with the shift. And the shift we'll explain later, although we've explained it many times. There are many who need to hear it, who will listen to this later. That's the story I've never really told, not like this. There are them have been many who says, well, that Kryon, you know, he's a channel. And that means that the Kryon energy in the channel has nothing whatsoever to do with that which you call religion. I'll tell you something. The masters of this planet, all of them, who taught the love of God, the oneness with all things, are my teammates. Indeed, listen to them. For what they have to say in this new energy is starting to come forth to create a more peaceful earth, because the time is right for the message of the man to take hold. That's what I think. That's what I teach. I'm in love with humanity for these reasons.
And so it is.